He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the July the 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a big fat Greek deal, which looked like it was going to happen over the weekend. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that it looks like the Greeks are finally caving in on their demands. And they've got their tranche of money. $35 billion looks to be the bottom line right now. More on that in a minute. And the market, obviously, which, you know, the market had pretty much baked this into the cake on Friday of last week. But we're having another very strong day here today. The Dow is up 173 points. Hey, that's a good way to start the week. Open up your window and yell outside, hallelujah, the market up 173. 17,933 is where we're at, closing in on 18,000. Again, I told you the second half of the year is going to be better than the first half. So far, so good. The S&P 500 up 18 points right now. It's at 2,095, closing in on 2,100 here. Once again, the NASDAQ is back above 5,000. It's at 5,055 with a 57-point move here today. The NASDAQ up 1.15% so far on the Greek news, the final Greek news. We have crude oil at $51.92. It's not reacting too well, down 1.5% right now. Is that light sweet crude? Gold is at 11.50. The euro is at 1.104. And the 10-year yield drifting higher this morning to 2.44% now on the 10-year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that it appears that we have a deal in Greece. And of course, Greece had to come a long ways to meet the European demands. It was not the other way around, where Europe had to come a long ways to meet the Greek demands. In the end, Greece is going to have to undergo some very painful spending cuts. They're going to have to reform their pension plan. Now, most of this is just mathematics. Social justice or not, you've got to make the numbers balance. They're going to have to undergo some painful tax hikes. You know, as it is right now, the sales tax in Greece is 23%. Ouch! That 99-cent store, by the time you pay the sales tax, it's the $1.22 store. So there's going to be some pain. That pain you hear is coming from Greece right now. It was even more painful for them over the last few weeks to not be able to get money out of the ATM machines and to go by the banks and say, sorry, we're closed. We'll be back later, hopefully. And now they're back. The banks will open soon. The ATM machines will be flush with euros once again. And I think that was really the final squeeze that was put on to the Greek government and the people was closing those ATM machines, cutting off the cash flow, and it looks like they have finally come around. So if Mr. Tsipras wants to take Greece in his communist vision direction, they're going to have to break away from the European Union. And the Germans basically said, go ahead. Go ahead and leave us. Look, we'll kick you out for 5 years, and if you have a change of mind, you can come back. But until then, see you later. And I guess they figured that that wasn't in their best interest. I don't know what happened to Mr. Putin in all of this. We saw Tsipras in Russia a few weeks ago wooing Mr. Putin, saying that Russia was a big part of Greek's plans. Well, I don't know what happened to that. But it doesn't appear that Russia will be a big part of Greece's plans. So we have that one put behind us. You know, that's been a thorn in the side of the market for the last 5, 6 years, but it really came to a head once again, and it's really, really impacted the markets here over the last several weeks. In fact, made for some of the nastiest days that we've seen so far this year, taking the market back below the level line for the year, and we've actually been in negative territory here recently for the year after 6 months. Well, now it appears that we can put that one on the back burner for now. The rising dollar. As I look at the chart right now, the dollar has definitely leveled off. It has definitely stabilized. It's not screaming higher anymore. That's bullish for the market. Oil prices are not plunging anymore like they were. They've at least stabilized in the 50 to 60 area. That's bullish for the market. So now, what's the big worry? Well, 40 companies will report this week. We had about 5 report last week. So far, so good. I updated my earnings estimates in my newsletter over the weekend for this year. For the S&P 500, I updated my target price for this year. But more importantly, now that we're halfway through 2015, the market is going to now start looking ahead to 2016 earnings. And it's going to take its cue from every single S&P 500 company that reports earnings over the next several weeks. And as I said, there will be 40 reporting this week, almost 10% of the S&P 500, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citigroup, others. And everyone will be recalculated what the earnings should be for this year now that there's just 2 quarters left in the year. But more importantly, they're going to have their ear to the ground. Investors are listening to what the earnings estimates look like for next year. Yes, the market is forward-looking. Is it that much forward-looking, Bill? It absolutely is. Look, in my app, I give you 5-year target prices. But right now, the market is really focused on 2016 estimates. And I added them all up over the weekend. The 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. There's a trick question for you at your next party. How many companies in the S&P 500? Well, you should be able to get that one right. But when you add them all up, divided by the amount of shares out there on all these 500 companies, you get a simple number. One number. Keep it simple. What is that number when all is said and done? And what will the earnings that these companies report do to that number? Well, I'll be updating you every single week in the newsletter. We sent out well over 10,000 newsletters over the weekend. You can get on our mailing list at pwstreet.com and stay on top of two numbers: earnings estimates for S&P 500 this year, earnings estimates for S&P 500 next year. Why? Because that's what determines whether or not the bull market will continue. That is what has determined the reason that it has continued this bull market. Since March of 2009, it's been going up every single year. Why? Because earnings have been going up. Earnings are like bait to game fish. Game fish chase bait. No bait, no game fish. In the stock market, stocks chase earnings. No earnings, no stock price appreciation. Falling earnings, stock price depreciation. Rising earnings, stock price appreciation, otherwise known as an upwards primary trend, better known as a bull market. Therein lies the key. Two simple numbers. Actually, it comes down to one simple number. What will the S&P 500 make in 2016? And will that number be greater than this year, which was greater than last year and the year before that? And going back to 2009, when earnings cratered and dropped all the way down to $55 per share, Well, right now we're expected to make about $118 to $120 per share this year. So we've come a long ways, baby. And the market's come a long ways since then. How much further can it go, however? Well, we're going to take a look at the big picture of the market today. We're going to identify the best asset classes now, the best indexes now, the best sectors in the market now, and whether or not we should maintain our bullish stance or whether we should be worried about that bear waking up from a long winter's nap. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. it, please. But it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm the guy that's been bullish since March 23rd, 2009. And every week, I put my neck on the line based on my analysis of the market, which starts beginning on Thursday afternoon, all day Friday, little bit of Saturday morning, and then I send out my newsletter. And once again, every week, you get my analysis from the very top down, from the big picture down to the small picture of the market. And for the last 6 years and 15 weeks, or wherever we're at now, I believe that's where we're at now, I have said that this bull market remains intact. Now, once again, last week, and I'm even getting a little break on Fridays now, as I have a Friday team to help me out with the radio show so I can get an earlier start on the newsletter, because I want to send out my absolute, thorough, best, most honest analysis that I can possibly make of the market for those people that follow me. And for 6 years and 15 weeks, and I'm not a perma bull, I am a market timer. I'm obviously a market timer. I don't believe in owning any bonds right now. And there will be a point in time when the stock market will be a very scary place to be. We don't want to ride a bull market down 53% because the computer program asset allocation model, the right side of the pie chart, the yellow side, says that I should have 50% of my assets or 60% or 70% or whatever the number is in the stock market. There may come a time when I don't want to have anything, maybe just a tiny little bit in the stock market. But that hasn't been the case for the last 6 years and 15 weeks. I have been saying that the stock market is the place to be. Well, here we are once again, another week, and we're going to go through the same analysis that we do every week in the market, because we want to watch for those warning signs that we're starting to recede again in America. Recede, another name for that is a recession. It means instead of numbers growing, numbers are topping out. I'm a numbers guy. You can explain just about anything to me. Don't get wordy. Point out a few numbers to me and I get it. That's usually the easiest way to analyze something, is because numbers don't lie. Boy, you can add a whole lot of fluff through words and being verbose and twisting this and twisting that. You can support almost any opinion you want through verbiage, but numbers don't lie. Point me in the direction of the numbers and then I'll make my decision after you've spouted off with all your verbiage. Well, if we take a look at the numbers right now, here's what I see. I want to begin with China for a minute. China has become irrational. And there's two sides to my equation at Best Stocks Now at Gunderson Capital Management. There's the valuation side, and there's the sentiment and relative strength side. You've heard from many people that China's in a bubble. Well, I did the study last week. I looked at the China 25 index, and I found that the average PE ratio of those 25 stocks is 10.5. Our market's about 17 or 18. The Chinese market, that portion of the Chinese market, is much cheaper than our market. It's not in a valuation bubble, but it is in a sentiment bubble, which sent it down 25% in the space of about 2 months. It became irrational. Until it becomes rational again, I have stepped aside from the Chinese market, waiting for it to regain a little bit of its sea legs, and then hopefully rationality will return and it will start trading on valuation once again, which is quite attractive depending on the stock you're looking at. But overall, the average valuation of the Chinese market is quite attractive. You know, I've heard the verbiage on TV, but I looked at the numbers last week. The numbers don't match up with the verbiage I'm hearing on TV. But the market has gone into an irrational tailspin right now, and it's bouncing around, may have found bottom, but for now I think it's just best to step aside. The Greece problem, which was rattling our markets big time, now seems to be behind us. And I've been saying all year that I think in the second quarter of 2016, I think we'll have a couple of flat quarters, which we did. Here we are halfway through the year. The Dow is down a little less than 1%. The S&P 500 is up a little less than 1%. That's a whole lot of work for nothing. But it has fulfilled the prediction that I made based on numbers that the first two quarters of this year, the market would level off, and it did. And I've also, based on the numbers that I see right now, and they're going to change on a daily basis as companies report, I think the second half of the year and next year are going to be pretty good in the market. At least that's what I said last week. Let's see if that holds up again this week. Again, the S&P 500 is up a little less than 1% this year. The Dow is down a little less than 1%. So we have nothing to show. Now, my portfolios have something to show for 6 months of work. But if you're an index investor, you have nothing to show if you're 100% in the stock market indexes. If you're a 50-50 index bond investor, you're probably down a little bit for the year. Because the 10-year bond, U.S., is down 1.3%, and the longer bond is down 7.8% year-to-date. So obviously, a 50-50 mix of bonds and stocks, you would be in negative territory right now. And if your asset allocation says to also include emerging markets, well, they're down a little less than 1%. What is up? Yeah, China A shares are still up 16% so far. The NASDAQ's up 5.5%. Small caps, U.S. small caps, which I really favor right now, they're up 3.5%. Europe's up 5.7%. Europe will probably resume its move upwards once the final Greek deal is signed. So there are some bright spots in the market, but you can basically say the first half of the year has been flat in the markets. Well, those two quarters are now behind us, and now we can look forward to the next two quarters. If you're a gold investor, nada. There's been no movement in gold. Gold does not like a strong dollar. Gold does not like low inflation, and there's really no big skirmishes in the world right now. Gold is down 1.7%. So we've made it through the first half of the year. And if you look at a chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average year to date, you will see a sideways motion. If you look at the S&P 500, you will see a sideways motion. But those 6 months, those two quarters are now behind us. Let's look ahead and see if this bull market can resume. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we have talked about the number, one number. This one number, I believe, holds the key to the future of the bull market that is now 6 years and 15 weeks old. If you followed me over the last 6 years and 15 weeks, and if you've waited for me every week to say, "Nope, it's time to leave the market," you haven't heard that. you've heard instead to continue to squeeze every last drop out of this bull market that we can possibly squeeze out of it. How much longer is it going to last? Nobody knows the answer to that, but I really believe that there's just a few numbers that hold the key to it. And I report those numbers every single week in my newsletter. And those numbers are a moving target. They change week by week, but not a lot. They've been in a general area now for quite some time. And as we get these 40 companies that report earnings this week, that ought to move those numbers one way or another. Not a lot, but at least give us a general direction. Are companies guiding lower? Are companies guiding higher? Or do we have the earnings estimates for next year about right at the current time? Well, we get a clue every day when companies report. And some days we'll get more clues than others as more than one company reports earnings. We got a few clues last week. We got Alcoa, we got Pepsi, and we got Walgreen Boots Alliance, the stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. So far, so good. But overall, I did adjust my numbers for this year and next year a little bit over the weekend. And you can look at those numbers. The newsletter was sent out Saturday morning to my premium subscribers, Saturday evening to the people that I send it out to on a complimentary basis. It's not the full newsletter, but it has my market analysis. You can get on my weekly mailing list by going to pwstreet.com. We've talked about the flatness of the market for the first two quarters of this year. I would say it was three major factors. One, a strong U.S. dollar, a bolting higher U.S. dollar. Two, oil going in the exact opposite direction of the U.S. dollar plunging. The dollar has since stabilized and oil has since stabilized. And three, Greece was a big, big factor. And then you can throw in the plunge in the Chinese market. And it was not a very good first half of 2015. In fact, it was quite flat. That's about the best I can say. Flat might be good for fishermen when it comes to the ocean. I love flat seas. But when it relates to stock market investing, flat doesn't really get me anywhere. But we've been able to make something out of nothing in most of the accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I've been saying all along that I believe that the second half of this year will probably resume our growth that's been taking place since March of 2009. Well, let's continue to go through our big picture look of the market to see if I can still say that now that the first half of the year is gone. A big question in today's investing world is, what should my asset allocation be? I'm 62 years old. Should I have 62% of my assets in bonds? Because that's generally what the formula says. Well, the Best Stocks Now app addresses this question every week. I take those big asset classes, bonds, stocks, precious metals, cash, and even inverse the market, which I consider to be an asset class. It is a choice that we have with all of these inverse ETFs that are available to us now. I still deem the very best asset class to be equities. I have zero exposure to the bond market, so I differ from the majority of folks that manage money in my industry. I still see a rising interest rate environment, which is a killer to the bond market. We saw a brief little dip in bond and interest rates last week during the Greek and China turmoil. And I said, look, as soon as this thing's over, interest rates are going to head right back up. And sure enough, here they go. We're at 2.43 and rising once again. You know, the mortgage lenders, they're getting a little more reluctant to make those 30-year fixed loans right now because they also see a rising interest rate environment. Brokerage firms that sell stocks are bracing and preparing and positioning for a rising interest rate environment. I am still not a believer in the bond market, nor am I a believer in precious metals. The top 10 asset classes out of the 34 that I track, a lot of them are like, Well, you take the bond market. You can't just lump it all together, the bond market. There's municipal bonds. There's sovereign debt. There's intermediate term. There's short term. There's long term. There's all kinds of flavors, 31 flavors. I have 31 flavors of asset classes. But the top 10 selling flavors are all stock related. There's a few bonds that have snuck in there, but that's on a temporary basis because of the scare that we've had here recently. Stocks still rule the roost. And the asset classes that I would continue to avoid, I would not be short this market in any way or means. And there's still people throwing darts at it that have been negative. It's the most hated bull market of all time, they say. Yet it's tripled. How can you hate a triple? I love triples. One of our Padres hit a triple yesterday against the Texas Rangers. I love triples, especially when it's on my team. The worst asset classes to be in, short the market, precious metals, the bond market, and anything that's interest rate insensitive. That includes master limited partnerships, pipeline stocks, real estate investment trust, and utilities. Still a equity, rule the world type of market right now. As we look around the world, it's still the U.S. market that dominates the top spot. China came from nowhere, exploded higher, exploded onto the scene. I took a little bit of a dip of the toe into China. I got my toe bit off. I still say that China is a good investment from a long-term perspective, and I still believe that the valuation is quite reasonable. It's 10.5 on the top 25 stocks in their index. But for now, China has got to settle down a little bit. It's been all over the map. The leading indexes around the world continue to be U.S. small cap, U.S. mid cap, U.S. large cap, Russell 2000, NASDAQ. They all have something in common. They're U.S. and they're the more risk-on types of stocks right now. It's been very difficult. The dividend payers have not really done too much this year, although I think it's going to be an excellent second half of the year for the dividend-paying stocks, because as more and more money continues to leave the bond market looking for income, it's going to continue to look to dividend-paying stocks. And I think the second half of the year could be quite good for that category of the market, which has been basically flat like the rest of the market for the first half of the year. And as I look at the other asset classes, I see just absolutely nothing that interests me at all. I think Europe will resume its merry way, its hike higher. Don't forget that Europe is printing money. That's where the printing press is worrying. Do I think it's right to print money to get your way out of a hole? No, but that's what they're doing, so you have to take advantage of that. But until this Greece thing got resolved, what if Greece would have been leaving? There was a good chance that this past week Greece would have been kicked out of the European Union. I think if Angela Merkel had her way, Greece would not be a part of the European Union. They do not like each other, that Tsipras and Merkel. Can you see the body language? Oh my gosh. Wow. Like, woo, they do not like each other. Anyways, Greece is still a part of the European Union, and they've had to buckle at the knees and cave. The European Union didn't answer Greece's call for communism and social justice. Instead, they said pay up or else. And they decided that paying up was better than the or else. And so now Europe will probably, I'm going to watch it this week, will probably start to move higher once again. I like the European market and I like the U.S. markets right now. I think the second half could be pretty good. Now, when we come back, we'll narrow it down even more. You know, there's been four or five sectors in the market. This has been a very narrow market. If you're not in those four or five sectors, you've missed this entire market this year. You're on that flat side. Luckily, I've been in those right sectors, and some of my accounts are doing very well this year. When we come back, we'll discuss the top sectors in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get right down to it. Let's get right to the bottom line. First, we'll do the leading sectors in the market. I don't know how many weeks in a row it's been about the same five sectors leading the market. Repeat after me. Biotechs, and they're exploding to the upside once again. I have one of the biggest winners in the market again today. Anacor, which I have a huge position in my aggressive growth account, has beautiful news on their dermatitis drug, and the stock is up 40%. The biotech sector continues to be one of the strongest sectors in the entire market. The pharmaceuticals continue to be one of the very close cousin. The healthcare stocks from the same family. Similar DNA, leading sector in the market. Throw in the banking sector, which benefits from rising interest rates. Throw in the insurance sector, and you pretty much got it. And the sectors to avoid continue to be oil, energy, oil and gas equipment, Chinese internet, solar energy, gold miners, frackers, natural gas, miners. Those are the places to avoid. And as I look at the earnings estimates for next year for the S&P 500, it looks like they're going to be significantly higher, at least as of right now, than they are expected to be this year. This year was that leveling off year. And when the markets have leveled off, and I talk about technical patterns all the time in the market, you're either in a sideways pattern, and from that sideways pattern you break out to an upwards pattern, and then you top out. That's where we're at right now. But from that topping out area, or that flattening out area, there's two ways that the market can go from here, and there's two ways that earnings can go from here on the S&P 500. They can break out to new highs and start a new uptrend. We've been in a six-month funk now, maybe a nine-month funk, really, in the market. Or they can roll over and break down and start to recede, just like the tide going out. And as we sit here today, the evidence that we have and the numbers that we have and the expectations that we have lead me to the conclusion right now, to the opinion, that the market is going to break out to the upside. The numbers support it right now. And when the numbers no longer support it, then I will change my opinion and start drawing in my risk and taking risk off the table. I don't have chips all in right now. I have 65% of my chips in, and looking to put more chips back on the table this week, now that Greece is behind us and now that China seems to be settling down. So this could be a very, very busy week for me on the buying side. And everything that I buy will show up in the accounts of those folks that have an account with me. They can see what I do on Scottrade immediately. And I also have folks that go it alone and manage their own money. And I have a lot of premium subscribers who get a push notification the minute I buy or sell something in any one of the accounts that I manage. My little trading account is up double digits so far this year. It's having a fantastic day. Major breakout today for Supernus Pharmaceutical, which I own in the trading account. Major breakout on Xencor, XNCR. Folks got those push notifications a few weeks ago that I was buying them. And when I sell, they also get a push notification. I also send it out on my aggressive growth account, which has a huge winner today in Anacor, A-N-A-C. I send out a push notification whether I buy or sell something in my moderate risk profile, which is having a good year so far this year. It's well ahead of the S&P 500. Or if I buy or sell something in my large cap conservative growth account, or in my growth and income dividend paying account, or even in my ETF or mutual fund accounts. Some people would rather go it alone and do it themselves and follow along with what I do. That's one of the premium services that I offer through my Best Stocks Now app. The push notifications is really quite magic. I send one out and people all over the world get them instantaneously. Anyways, that's how that works. So we're a little bit different here. I am a market timer. I am not a buy, hold, hope, and pray type of investor. I believe there's a time to be in the market, have all your chips in, and that's been for the last 6 years, or almost all your chips in, as long as earnings are rising. That's what I take my cue from. And I take my cue from the sentiment of the market, the relative strength of the market, which remains good when you compare it to all the other asset classes that I have a choice to invest in. And I take my cue from the charts. I look at the charts every single day. That's the final confirmation of the numbers and the relative strength. And sometimes, most always, the first trouble I start to see in a sector or in a market shows up in the way it's behaving on its one-year chart. So we have different styles of investing here, from the most aggressive speculative trader that likes to trade stocks in and out, not on a daily basis. I'm not a day trader, but I do have a speculative trading account, and I have a very, very conservative dividend portfolio that I prefer for income right now to the bond market. I have no exposure, once again. You may say that I repeat myself too much, but I am doing it for a reason. I believe that there's danger. Warning. If I saw a big riptide and a tourist from Iowa in white tennis shoes and plaid shorts and a camera around his neck was ready to step into that riptide, me being a local, I would say, don't go there. There's a riptide there. And I believe the same way about the bond market right now. Oh, I don't think you're going to get crushed or swept to sea, but you definitely have the wind in your face there. You can get on our weekly newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.